These days, these awesome days, Kol Olam Ruah. Mm-hmm. Hashem set upon us. Hashem set upon me. Kol Olam Ruah. Nishbor Bach Ruah. Hashem set upon me Ruah to destroy my Bochum. It's a time of Kurav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of immense, immense proportions. How it fits into the continuity and the existence of Klal Yisrael. That remains to be seen. Azimol Yisroch Pinu will Shanein Urino, but right now we're amidst the difficulty and the tragedy with memories and wounds still fresh in our minds. What happened to Harigas Klal Yisrael, which happened to our people just not many years ago. We're still living within this. We're living within times that we can't decipher. We don't really know. The Yad Hashem is Poel calls us. There's no question. Hashem is moving us along. It's a time that we have an avoda shlema, which exists in front of us as an avoda of tsar, an avoda of connection, an avoda of trying to go beyond ourselves, trying to fathom what's really unfathomable, to reach beyond our ability to grasp what it is. But nonetheless, in the very trying itself is a very chashuv avoda, and it's very precious in the eyes of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, that any kind of effort that we put into this to try to latch on to what happened, and as much as our minds can grasp, is an extremely chashuv and precious avoda. If we follow the through the eyes of our avos of the past, we can see wonders. We know there's a Gemara. Which relates, it's a Gemara Moed Katan. Amar Rava, the Rava Bar Mori. Rabbi said to Rabbi Bar Mori, Kasibe by Yoshio. It says by Yoshio Amelech, Lochain hinini osifcho elavos alvosecho. I'm going to gather you to your fathers. This is a nevuah that Chulda HaNeviah said when a delegation went to Yoshio. Yoshio sent a delegation to Chulda HaNeviah, what's going to be with Yerushalayim? And Chulda sent back, as far as you're concerned, Yoshio, Osifcha ala vosecha, I'm going to gather you to your fathers. V'nesafto al kivrosecha b'sholom, you're going to go to your grave in peace. Then the nevuah continues. V'lo sirena einecha mekol hara asher ani mevi al hamakom hazeh. You're not going to see the ra which I'm going to bring on this makom. You're going to depart in peace. You're not going to see it. In other words, Yoshua knew what was impending. Yoshua knew what's happening. He knew about the Churban. This was the Nevuah. Just that she told, in the Chulda Nevuah said, that you're going to go and depart in peace because you're not going to see it.
Didn't he die? Wasn't he?
That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Yes, a good Kash. That's the Kash of the Gemara. So Rava had this Kash of Moshe Dabri. Rava had the same Kash. What happened actually was, in the Necho Melech Mitzrayim, there was a Milchama, and the archers of Necho shot arrows, the Melech Yoshio. How many arrows? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shasu, Kichvara, they made him like a sieve. Hundreds of arrows shot into Yoshio. They made Yoshio like a sieve. So this is what Rav is saying to Rabba Bar Mori. How could it be? The Yechulda said you're going to depart in peace, and here he's shot with 300 arrows. Omalei, so Rabba Bar Mori answered Rava, Hochi Yomar Rabbi Yochim, Shalochara Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav. End of the story. Shalochara Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav. He didn't see the Churban. He didn't see the Churban. And this is even after he knew about the Churban. He didn't see the Churban with his eyes. And Rebbe, Zecher Tzadikos Lebracha, Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, underscores this point. nu alfa pishen is baser yoshiyosh osim beis hamikdash lechol. And he was, all that happened because those nechshav adayin shumeis b'shalom is considered he died in peace. Mikivan shalom rab einov es achurban. He didn't see it with his eyes. He didn't see the impression. He didn't see the sight. He didn't hear the sounds. He didn't hear the crackling of the fire of the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That is a shalom. So, chul is nevi'ah. The nevi'ah came true. Now, Rishiv explains Kosha lonu lahasig es godel sarum shalavosenu akdushim. So we're standing many, many generations removed from that. So it's hard for us to be masig the tsar of our ovos. How could that be considered dying in peace? This geferlecha tsar. Every arrow shot into his body is a geferlecha tsar. And how could it be considered in peace? I'm in peace. As long as I don't see the churban. So the godel tsar shel avoseinu hakadoshim. We can't fathom it. It's kasha lanu lahasig. V'rakehem hashleimim b'daitom harchova. Only our avos, like Yoshio HaMelech, who were shleimim in their das harchova, hayu yecholim lahakir, they could be makarit lefi shleimusam hanisgova, es godo ha'avodon shel hamikdash, because of their shleimus hasgova, because of their hanisgova, the great shleimus of comprehension, the godel ha'avadon shel hamikdash, ve'es ha'shever ha'oyom shel churbono, the shever ha'oyom of the destruction. The fikach tzarom ala churbin abayis ha'godel v'niskov hu me'asav v'seinu on. It's beyond our hasavis. So I say, Rabosai, if the level of tzar that we feel over the churbin is taloy on the shlemus of hasaga of what it was, I ask you, who understands greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu what the Beis HaMikdash was and what the churban was? Who can understand the tsar hamakom from that? The higher, according to shlemus, you have to understand what you lost. But who understands the nigla, the nister, the bein lamata, the olamos hakadosh, the whole entire panorama, which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see, of the churban Beis HaMikdash, what it was, what it meant, the dore doros. The other tsar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who can imagine it? We say in Kaddish, What does that mean? And we're saying that you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisbarach, Yishtabach, Yispar, Yisramam, Yisnase. What? More than Birchasa, I understand blessings, I understand Shirasa, I understand Tushbachasa. What's Nechamasa? And consolations? What does that mean? We love all of the blessings and shiros and consolations, of course. Consolations. So the tour writes as follows: V'tiknu lomer v'nechemosa mishum mai dechsivno shakodish baruch hu kaviyochu misoinin adoloseinu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wailing, is lamenting over the galus. Al kein onu mispalalim. So therefore we mispalal she yisnachim bekarov. That's what we're saying in Kaddish. We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be misnachim. It's a tefillah, it's inside Kaddish. We're begging the Rabbanu Shel Olam inside Kaddish that you should be misnachim. Be yemaher legaleinu. Be quick to redeem us. Sublime Kaddish. we have Nechemasa Takodesh Baruch. It puts in a different light the Gemara in Brachas. The famous Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, went to the Churva, and Eliyahu HaNavi was there. On Ali Bini, Ma Kol Shamata B'Churva Zo. Eliyahu HaNavi, in the middle of their conversation, says, my son, what did you hear? And the voice, the sound you heard from this Churva. I said, Shemati Bas Kol Sheminahem. Woe to the children, that I was machri of my house, the sarafti as heichol. I burned down my heichol. He glazed as bonai lebenov de kochavim, oi lebona. That's what I heard, said Rabbi Yossi. Yom Ali b'ni chayecha v'chay roshecha. L'shazo bilvad omer es kach el lebekol yom v'yom gimel pomim omer kach. Every day, Hashem three times a day. Whoa, oi, 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 Hashem is saying, oi, three times a day. L'shazo bilvad, but it doesn't stop there. The pain of the Ribbono Shel Olam is so constant. B'shashi Yisrael nichnosim lebati kenisius lebati midrashis. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu minanei rosho v'omer Asher HaMelech shemekalsin oso b'dei sokach, which Rashi says Asher kol zeman shehoya pilus zeh b'toch beis hamikdosh Asher HaMelech shemekalsin oso b'dei sokach. Malo lav shehidu es bono lebeno amdi kochavim. Oy lehem lebonim shegolim me'al shulchan aviyah. Yisod v'shir shavode says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any shich. There's no shich by Hashem. By us, there's shich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no shich. It's sad that the Ribbono Shel Olam feels for the last 2,000, over 2,000 years since the Churban Hashem, is the same exact tzar that he felt then. Exactly the same. And it's three times a day, and it's more than three times a day. It's whenever any minion anywhere in the world says Kaddish. Any time. It's exactly what's going on in Shemayim. The tzar is ongoing tzar, a penetrating tzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is, has the hashlama in his kaviyachol, in his vision, who understands what it means. So then we come into this. We come into this with our very extremely limited view of what it is, but we know that it's a horrible suffering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're obligated to feel his tsar. That's part of the avodah. That's part of the avodah. To feel the tsar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In his discussion of Kavonis Tainis Chof Sivin, there was a tainus, which we don't observe today, but there was a tainus that the gedolim of that generation after Tach V'Tat, that they legislated that there should be a tainus in commemoration of Tach V'Tat. Gazu al zeh tainus v'kavu v'chia v'ledoros yom echad v'shomers. I'm going to read what he says in this in the commemoration of Tach V'Tat, and to. And you'll see how it mamish is very relevant to the days which are coming upon us. Ikar atainus l'seis alibo kimat b'kol rega al harigas atzadikim. The death of the tzadikim, the chassidim, the klalim yisraelis, hakadosh shenergu b'mises achzorios mishunos. You hear those words? Then ring a bell. Misos achzorios mishunos. Nishpach domum beoso azman. That it's upon us, it's incumbent upon us to cry for them. What should we say, Rabbi Hussein? We're living in the shadow of an awesome churban that the dimensions cannot even be stated. Konen ulitztair bulibo. Al harigas bon of shalmakom be baruch uvach shimoy. Shivas of the Thomas is coming up. What happened? When the Romans broke through the walls, what happened? What were they doing? Let's take a look at it. What happened? These barbarians, mamish wild barbarians, and men, women, children, they came into Yerushalayim. What happened? What happened? So take a look. Take a look in your mind's eye. What happened to us in World War II is not new. The Mises Mishunos. Kavanas ulo yedar may all them call Yom HaTinus. And then he speaks about the Tzara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein shichol afon of Yisbarach shemot Tzara zeh shal harikos bonav nechmodim. The Tzara of the harika of his delightful, beautiful children. There's no shichol before HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that Tzara. Just like there's no shichol of the Holocaust either. Every shriek, every tear, Hashem counts, Hashem is living with it. And there's no forgetfulness. Tzara Yisurei Agufim Shenergu Az Pam Me'am Kodesh Yisraeli Shenasu Vem Shvatim Yisurim Karshim Umari. Then he says to Moshe, in sharing the Tzara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yilaham Shil Adov Achim She'ohav Aviyem. They were brothers that the father loved them. The tachlis of Ahav, the father loved them with the tachlis of Ahav. The neherag echad mehem, one of these brothers was killed, ali de yisurim koshim umarim, by way of horrible, horrible yisurim. Hine aseichel mechayiv sheho achim hanisharim. The seichel is mechayiv that the brothers who remain, yivku v'yitztaru v'yikonim al soras aviyam, that they should cry and be in tsar and wail over the tsar of their father. Shigialo tsar godol nigno anechmod shenerak. My delightful, beautiful child who was killed. Vaday chiyuv godol al habonim litztayer al tsoras aviyah. Gam yesh lahem litztayer al acheyim an ha'oth, and to lament over the brother too. Our labor of tzar is so multifaceted. We have tzar over the Beis HaMikdash. We have tzar over the Shechina. We have tzar over our brother. We have tzar, tzar, tzar. And Kodesh Baruch gave us a heart which is so wide, which is so vast, that it can contain tzar gadol, such tzar. But it's a tzar we have to train ourselves. As much as we can, to train ourselves to feel that. V'vadayim avihem yodeya mitzar bonov al tzaroso. No question if the father knows about the tzar of his sons, that they have tzar over his tzar, zos nechmoso be'enov, v'tzaro nokel me'ol of kitzaz. It helps. It helps to reduce the tzar shtickl. Coming into these days, there's so many facets of tzar. Baruch Hashem, the Chazal instituted certain takonas that help us. What would it be if we could listen to music? What it could be if we could have weddings? What could it be? How would we tap into it? How on earth would we ever tap into it? Chazal b'chachmasam gave us tikkunim that could help us in this avodah shleima to be able to access to some degree the proportions to whatever we are able to access. And now, in the time that's remaining, I want to shift my attention a little bit now to a tikkun, Rabbosai. We were goring the Tzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were goring the Tzar. The Beis HaMikdash is not built in our days that we're goring the Tzar. We're goring the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvil Zetz Tzar. So strive as hard as we can to try to do something, to misakim, to try to bring the Geula. I want to quote to you a phenomenal, phenomenal Mesillas Yesharim. It's in Chassidus. He speaks a ton of Eliyahu. that Kol Chacham Yisrael Sheyeshvo Devar Torah Lamito Misaneach Al Kavodah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Misaneach, he grieves over the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kavod of Klal Yisrael all those days. Misaveh, he hungers. Umeitzar Lichvod Yerushalayim. He has tsar for the Kavod of Yerushalayim and the Kavod Beis HaMikdosh. V'la Yeshua Shetitzmach Mekarov. He has a tsar, the Yeshua should come quickly. Well, the Chinus Agolias. Zoycha L'Ruach HaKodesh B'dvar. Now this is a tefillah person says, I'm in tsar, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm in tsar, there's no Beis HaMikdosh. I'm in tsar over the Golus, Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm in tsar, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, bring the Geula. It's a beautiful tefillah. It's a beautiful tefillah. But does it mean anything? And the very next page, the Mishael Shishan says, "V'im yomar adam, mi ani amani sof." What? Who am I kidding? Who am I? What am I worth? Shespalo alagolas. What am I? I'm going to go to my house on wherever I live, 10th Avenue, here in North Miami Beach. I'm going to take my art scroll to Hilda. And what am I going to do? Hashem, will you please bring the Geula? Oh, it's a nice thing to do. So what is it? It's like a, it's just a nice thing to do. Does it have any real meaning? Because of my tefillah, it really is going to happen. Because of my tefillahs, the Geula is going to come. Shuvaso bitsido, he says, the tshuva is right next to you, the question. Goes to Sheshoninu, we learn in Sanhedrin, Lefichach Nivra Odom Yechidi, Kidei Shekol Echad Yomar Bishvili Nivra Olam. That's the terence. What's the terence? Again, they'll repeat the kasha. Who am I? We have a goal for thousands of years. Whatever reason, awesome reasons, the Ribbono Shel Olam caused it to come about beyond our wildest comprehension, but I'm asking it to stop. I want it to stop. Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to go to Yerushalayim. I want there to be a new Beis HaMikdosh. Please. Bishvili Nivra Olam. That means if there'd be nobody in the world except me, I have Hashem's total attention. And He created the whole world for me, and I'm asking. In other words, if you have a community that has to ask the king something, you send an ambassador. You send the best ambassador that you can. So the one who's most likely to effectuate the good graces of the king. A very, very big, distinguished one. You wouldn't send some person on the lower end of the social echelon. You wouldn't send him to see the king. You want to have a good chance that the king is going to answer you. You take a person of distinction. So who's the best person in distinction to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for such a request? Who is it? Every single one of us. Because Bishvili Nivra Olam. That's what he's saying. It may not come about because of he's, as the Ramchal continues, may not come about, but you've done yours. Hashem wants you to do it. Now daven for the good. The Yerushalayim Yerucha Barachim, Sarotsky, and I think said in the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Tisha B'Av video a few years ago, it struck me so. All of our problems come from the goals. We daven for Rifa'enu, we daven for Recholenu. When it comes to the Yerushalayim, we daven a little less intensity. So all the whole problem comes from the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. That's the whole problem. It's the source of the whole thing. That's number one. To put our efforts. Number two, the second, Tana Devei Eliyozuto. He says that the Gula Asido is going to come because of Torah. So right now we're talking Tefillah. Now we're going to talk Torah. These are things we can do. Now we're going to talk Torah. That's what's going to bring the Geula Asid. according to one of the Purushim, is Mitzuyonim Balach. That's what Tzion, that's the drush. Mitzuyonim Balach. That's going to do it. Why were we nigal from Mitzrayim? Why? What was the zechus? Is mitav mitov divrei Torah? What do you mean? There was no Torah. Afal pi shelo higiu adayin l'arboim yom shel kabbalas haTorah. Even though they had not yet reached that stage, v'lo bo adayin lidei osu hashoah, el osu Torah kol yameyam. They were osu Torah kol yameyam. How? So the pirush shailu mora. El osu Torah kol yameyam ki osku b'avodas Hashem v'yachduso v'munoso. They were osek in avodas Hashem. They were osek in achdus Hashem and emunah Hashem. The zikuch hamidus. That's Torah. Avoda, achdus, emunah, the zikuch hamidus, the purification of the midus. Need those Torahs. The kama mitzvahs I know goes gam kein beitam. There were some mitzvahs that know that. Oh, that's not what he says at the beginning. The beginning he says avoda. He says, Emunah, he says, Zikr Chamidus. Which leads me to the Evan Shlema, at the very beginning, Kol Avodas Hashem Toli B'Tikun Amidus. All Avodas Hashem is Toli B'Tikun Amidus. You want to engage in the Torah, which is going to, like it wasn't of the others in Mitzrayim, they were Osek in Tikun Amidus. If we're Misakin, we have a Musa Seder. And Musa to try to get it right, to try to improve a little bit. This is the koach that can bring the goal. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. Iker says the Gra. Iker chiyus adam hu is chazek tamid b'shviras hamidus. The iker chiyus of a person is shviras hamidus. In lav lo malich lo chayim. Now what is a person alive for? That's number two. And to validate my existence in this world, Omoli Chayim, Tikkun Amidus. Number three, and we'll, this is the last verse point I want to mention in this. Ein ben David ba Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ein ben David ba ad chi yisyashim yin adullah. So this is, so Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechut Tzadek, and Kosh Lebrach said, is there not going to be yisyashim adullah? And I'm a siyash in the Gula. So what does the Gemara mean? Rabbi Yaakov says, we're a siyash from anybody else helping us except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. We're miyayish from any other source of siyua, siyata, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. I think Rav Osa, I think we can all see we're reaching that point. We're reaching that point. The third point after Tfilah, and it's Torah, and the third point is emuna, betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody's going to help me. Nobody can help me. Even when the days were good, even when the White House was favorably disposed towards us, even when things were good and the society was different than what we see today, even then it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. And today, even more, strengthen us. It's only you can help me. That's all. To strengthen ourselves in that. And with these three aspects, the koach of our tefillah, an earnest tefillah, and the koach of our Torah, stretching the bar a little bit, and the koach of our emunah, and our efforts in emunah, so lifting ourselves up. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we should see Karov, the Geula, Shlema, in Herigim.